Hey, what's up? It's your pal EZ with another amazing partner for the Eric Zane Show podcast, the Eufy Video Lock. Oh my gosh. Smart lock, 2K cam, and doorbell 3-in-1 triple security. You got everything in one device, all right? Rather than install piecemeal, hoping that you got this app, that it's going to work okay in that app, and oh my God. This is not just for security, but also for convenience. No more worrying about losing keys. And you can assign passwords to your family members and see them coming back home via the integrated camera. So, you know, like they all have their codes. They walk up to the door. They punch it in. The door unlocks. In they go. And, of course, it's a video camera. So it's all there. You can see who shows up at your door. This is fantastic. We live in a golden age for home security. And the Eufy Video Lock is the top of the heap, okay? You can go to eufyofficial.com/videolock for more information. This thing is easy to install. The setup, all you need is a Phillips screwdriver, no drilling or anything like that. All the keyless entry components make it so fantastic. 0.3-second fingerprint recognition. Amazing. No battery anxiety. You've got the ultimate, I don't know what it is, super lithium whatever, that keeps this thing powered for a long, long time. No monthly fee on this, unlike other brands that do that. They just bend you over and charge you a monthly fee. I love the Eufy Video Lock. Get to eufyofficial.com/videolock. eufyofficial.com/videolock. Hey, what's going on, folks? I've got another free view of the Lost Zane recordings from 107.3 WBBL back in the day. I release these on my Patreon podcast on Mondays and Fridays to give you a little, 15, 20 minutes of the show. And then if you like it, well, then maybe you might be interested in checking out my Patreon, patreon.com/Eric Zane, where I give you hours and hours of material each and every week. Something brand new every single day of the week on my Patreon. Check it out. $5 a month is all of the audio archive. $10 a month, all of the audio, the video, and the live streams. And typically, since that's behind a paywall, if there's something a little sensitive that I shouldn't be talking about, I'll talk about it there. Because, I don't know, I just feel a little safer rather than just throwing it out to the world on the other platform. So there you go. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. Enjoy the free view of the Lost Zane recordings. All right. We are broadcasting live 107.3 WBBL. The Eric Zane Show well underway. Well, it's 10 seconds underway. It's not well underway, you moron. It hasn't been going on. Like, it's just started. You can't say something's well underway when it is, in fact, just beginning.
People are going to think you've been biking since 10 p.m.
That's Zane, man. His motor never stops. He's well underway. Well, okay. But we're broadcasting live right on the east side of the Blue Bridge as we overlook the beautiful Grand River. The majestic Blue Bridge, a pedestrian bridge going across the river to the other side to Grand Valley State University. That's where we are set up, ready to broadcast, if you feel so inclined to say hi. This is the time of the day, Julius, as we get set to talk about the Blue Bridge ride for skin cancer research with Fox Subaru, that you get like the type A personalities are getting their morning runs and things like that, and really energetic people.
Man, I saw a bunch of those people out there, very punchable faces.
Disagree. They seem nice to me. Don't understand why you would suddenly attack them. I mean, I did say we're well underway, and though that was a mistake, I didn't say we're aggressive and have an axe to grind with just people who we don't know, for God's sake. But nevertheless, that's just you. I understand how you operate. You know I don't agree with that. But we're going to be here doing the show for the next 4 hours, and then we're going to start the Blue Bridge ride. Now, I've been talking about this for some time. The Grand Fondo is Saturday, and in order to kind of put a little bit more attention on that event, we decided today, a handful of days before the Grand Fondo,
where they're raising money for skin cancer research at MSU's research facility, that we would come out here and do this stunt where I just ride a bike back and forth on the Blue Bridge. It literally started with just a random idea and a brainstorming session from our general manager, Jeff Cartwright. And I said, well, you know, that's great. I totally like the idea. We can do it as a fundraiser. They've got all the infrastructure set up to raise funds, the people at Gran Fondo. So, yeah, by all means. And thus it was put into motion. It was born. And so today is the day that that happens. Now I'm going to be broadcasting live all morning here. You're welcome to come on out and say hello. And you're also welcome to call the show anytime at 800-785-1073. So the plan was do the show here, have some guests, and then start pedaling for hours on end for as long as it takes to raise $5,000 for skin cancer research. And we've got like a few hundred bucks as of last check yesterday. People kind of donating early on. If you want to keep this in mind, what you'll have to do is go to WBBL.com. That's WBBL.com. Right near the top, there's a spot where it says what's happening. And you'll see an image of me on my bike, completely ripped. Julius already said he was incredibly attracted to me at that picture. And I don't blame him. I mean, who could? I was a tremendous specimen at that point in my life. But so that was before I got fat like I am now. And you click on it, and there's a little description similar to what I'm describing to you right now. And in it, it says click here, and then you click on it, and then that takes you right to the Gran Fondo donation page for skin cancer research. And despite the fact that a number of the donations are of small number, which allows people to put in a terrible, nasty PA Pranks name on there, we're letting that slide. If that's what you want to do to have fun with it, I'm sure the people at Gran Fondo will appreciate nasty names scrolling through on their website. But side note to all of this, my friend Terrence Rubin, who I've been getting to know, he is a physical therapist at Metro Health Sports Medicine, longtime sponsor of The Huge Show and WBBL. His side project, his passion, is a nonprofit called My Team Triumph. And so this is kind of like a two-tiered event that we're doing. The first one is for skin cancer research, like we talked about. And the second one is for My Team Triumph. Now, for years, they've been various triathlons and road races, pushing people through the races who are mobility challenged. Maybe somebody who has cerebral palsy, somebody who has another disorder that makes it that they cannot enjoy the things that you or I may be able to enjoy. So what they've been doing is these races with these people who and the people who are the mobility challenge persons are known as the captains, and the ones that take them through the course are the angels. I said, well, what better way would it be than this to kind of highlight what you do, and then to have several of the captains out here during the day, and I'll pull them across the Blue Bridge. Hopefully, they won't get too bored with me. But we'll be doing that with them throughout the morning. And Terrence Rubin, in fact, will be joining us a little bit later on. Great guy. I should say this hour he'll be in here. In fact, I just saw him setting up right now. Now, Julius, you need to know, this has started off very, very poorly. This is, I mean, catastrophic. It is all in the details. And Marcus Bradman, I'm saying this loud, this is not your fault. And that's probably the first thing that went through his head. For God's sake, he thought to himself, if I get blamed for this, somebody's going to get beaten. Marcus, here at the Blue Bridge, like you have Campo. Is that how you say the name of that road, Marcus? Is it Campaw? I say it wrong every time. It's Campaw, C-A-M-P-A-U. There's like a set of five, six parking spots there, which would be perfect for us to park. I brought the camper so that we could have a place to use a restroom, kind of like if we needed a change and stuff like that. And so that was the plan. Do that. And then and also the folks at My Team Triumph, we're going to park their vehicle there and their trailer and then just bring their stuff up to the base of the Blue Bridge and we'd be in business. No problem. Right, Marcus?
That sounded like a great plan when okay. I put it together yesterday.
Yeah, and I remember talking with you, and the first thing you did this morning was you called the right people to get those spots reserved.
I might have cussed first.
Well, so everything, I mean, you've worked with the city for years, yes, on these events. So it's as simple as a cell phone call or a text message to the proper people. Now, being that I've been in the business of slash and burn agriculture for years, and that has gotten me nowhere. I'm holding back the attack, Marcus, on the people that you deal with on a regular basis to spare you any type of scrutiny. And I've
made a phone call and sent a nasty email. Saying,
you did. You sent a nasty email.
Yeah.
For God's sake,
they can't pull me off the air.
Anyway, Julius, you won't believe this. So I've got this giant RV. I've got no place to put it. Marcus is trying to set up the show here, and he's got to deal with that. So I've got no place to put this thing. So, Julius, I take it over to my friends at the Courtyard by Marriott, and I literally parked it right in their entrance. And I knew that that was not going to last. But we had to put it there for a minute because we got to put the camper someplace.
You should have put it in the old TGI Fridays parking lot.
Oh.
Yes, that's a great place to put it, Julius.
Do you still have your parking pass there?
No, that was the first thing they did when they fired me. They said, hey, here, you lost this plum job, and give us your parking pass right away.
We have some banners, don't we? We could have bannered that thing up and just kept it there. Awesome.
Oh, yeah, they would have loved that. I wouldn't have been able to get it in the gate, though. I would have ended up scratching it because the gate is just not wide enough.
That would have been well worth a bit, though.
Yeah, maybe, man. So, anyway, I'm screwed. I've got this stupid camper, and I'm like, oh, boy, maybe I shouldn't have brought this. I felt like it was my fault for some reason.
No.
But Julius...
It was your idea, though, wasn't it, to bring the camper?
It was my idea, but I did want to bring the camper. Are you blaming me? Are you actually saying this is my fault?
No.
I can't believe he's not blaming me.
Marcus.
That's a foregone conclusion. I asked Zane, I was like, who messed it up?
That was his first question. And Julius wants to know who's responsible. So I explained it to him, Marcus. And I don't think he believes me because you know Julius. He's going to pick a fight with you no matter what.
Yeah.
So as it stands, this thing was late. The RV was right in the entrance to the courtyard by Marriott. This gentleman comes up a little bit later on, and we knew this was going to happen. And he says, look, I'm not saying we don't have a spot for you temporarily, but it is literally in the entrance of our valet. Can you move it? And so I said, of course, man. I was waiting for someone to come out here. Actually, we were going to come and see you, but we were setting up the radio show. So we moved it to an appropriate place. And while we were trying to put that together, I have word that the Courtyard by Marriott has procured a place where we can park for the whole event. We will have that rectified. In the meantime, we have pieced this all together, and the goal is to pedal our faces off and do our thing and raise big money for skin cancer research here at the Eric Zane Show's first ever Blue Bridge ride for skin cancer research with our friends at the Grand Fondo and Fox Subaru. My gosh, this is going to be a fantastic team up. Hey, Marcus, if you're going to move that camper, keep in mind there's a bike rack on the back and you will hit something. And there's a camera on the back of that thing in case you... He's just ignoring me. He's like, yeah, whatever.
You're letting him drive your camper?
I didn't let him. He just took the keys. I've got no say in this, apparently. Can you believe that? But I am not. You know what? I trust him. I trust him. He's a grown man. I'm telling you, this whole thing is on faith. I was very concerned whether we were going to get on the air even because of that look in Marcus's eye. I thought he was going to kill somebody. Okay, as we go around the room, obviously we've introduced Julius just by speaking with him on the air. And Tyler Doan is in right now, I'm guessing, right, Julius?
Yep, he's in.
Okay, so now did you guys see this story about last night? It was all over Facebook. Strawberry Moon. Did you happen to hear this?
No, I have no idea what the hell is Strawberry Moon.
I didn't either. And someone said something very rare. It was on like...
Everything's rare.
Yes. There's a site, and all these science sites going around, which I do like. I bleeping love science. Tonight, rare strawberry moon. And people are sending me the tweet. They go, man, this is going to be big strawberry moon.
Is it going to crash into Earth?
And so you've heard of every time because when you see super moon tonight, it's going to be super. It looks the same. It's identical. So sure enough, strawberry moon rises. I look at it and it looks the same. Now maybe I was missing something, but apparently there is nothing different about the strawberry moon at all. It's just the time of the year because of they call it strawberry moon because it's rare because it happens the same time as the solstice. I guess that's it. And then somebody said, yeah, it isn't anything, dummy.
So it's just the summer solstice.
It's the moon at around this time that the Algonquins know that's when they go pick the strawberries. That's it. The Algonquins wait for the mother bleeping moon, and then they go, hey, strawberry picking time. Get your ass out there. Go pick the strawberries. That's how they do it. So that's it. So, at the first, I was hoping Tyler Doan had known this. And so I was hoping it actually looked like a big strawberry. It's, pink with a little fuzzy. It looks delicious in the sky. With maybe a little bit of green on top. But no, nothing. Nothing different about the strawberry moon. So, Julius, I don't know if you saw this yesterday. Some of the drama that took place in and around my world. On Facebook. I did a Facebook Live video, an emergency Facebook Live video. I had to get something off of my chest. It was in my brain.
I was running out and about, and I got a notification on my phone that said, Eric Zane is live. And I was like, okay. I didn't get a chance to watch it, so I'm actually very curious as to what happened. I gather it's something to do with the dog.
It is, Julius. It does have something to do with the dog.
Mostly because his second video was titled More Dog News. So I figured I put two and two together and thought both of them were about dogs.
Now listen, this is going to be a perfect opportunity for Julius to be insensitive and callous.
Yes.
So
let me set up for this one.
Yeah. Now I'm not going to tell you the story right away. You know what? I'm not going to tell it to you now. But when we come back from the break, I'll begin to go down this road. And I know that's going to be terrible because there's always some dark cloud in the world who wants to ruin everything. And in my case, sometimes it is Julius. But I'm not going to judge you and just assume the worst that you will be terrible about this because you love dogs. I mean, that's a fact.
Yes.
At least you love your dog. I'm assuming you love all dogs.
Not all of them, but a large portion of them, yeah.
All right. Well, when we come back, I'll begin to tell you the story about what happened with a dog that could have been in our lives. We'll do that in just a little bit. We are not in the Mapestead.com bankruptcy studio. Julius is. We are at the base of the Blue Bridge in beautiful downtown Grand Rapids. We are outdoors. If you want to drop by and say hello, that would be cool. And as we do this to raise money for skin cancer research with our friends at Fox Subaru, who, if I understand correctly, are gigantic sponsors of a number of endurance sports events, biking, and triathlon, things like that. So kind of works out pretty good there. And we'll be back in just a little bit. And remember, if anybody asks you who you listen to today, please tell them the Eric Zane Show on 107.3 WBBL.
Okay, hey, thanks for checking out the free view of the Lost Zane recordings. The full show available, patreon.com/Eric Zane. Till next time, thanks for the time.